Welcome to Ovi English School. Today we meet a busy mother in Japan, and her day helps us review everyday English. She has two children, a boy of 8 and a girl of 4. She wakes up, gets them ready, and still finds small moments for herself. What words do you already know for family, routine, and feelings? If you want simple English that fits real life, visit ovienglish.com. A mother in Japan is living a busy, ordinary, and very real life. She has two children. Her son is 8 years old, and her daughter is 4. She wants a warm home, not a perfect one. That idea is easy to understand. Many parents do not want a big story every day. They want small, good moments. A smile at breakfast matters, a calm evening matters too. Her morning starts early. She wakes up, makes breakfast, and helps the children get ready. Then she takes her son to school and her daughter to kindergarten. After that, the day becomes practical. She does housework, goes to the supermarket, and takes care of the family. Later, she picks up the children, cooks dinner, and helps them before bedtime. This kind of routine is common in many homes. It shows how busy family life can be. It also shows why simple English words are useful. Words like wake up, make breakfast, and pick up are everyday words. They help you talk about real life. Even a short break can matter. A coffee break is not a big event, but it can feel special. Imagine 10 quiet minutes with a warm drink. That small rest can change the mood of the day. This is a useful idea for learners too. You do not always need a long study time. Sometimes 10 minutes is enough. A short review after lunch can help more than you think. Small moments often build a whole day. The same is true for hobbies. Some people like golf, walking, cooking, or reading. A hobby does more than fill time. It can help you reset. It gives your mind a small rest. Golf is a good example. It needs patience and practice. You do not get better in one day. You improve little by little. That is also true for English. A hobby and a language both need repeated effort. The work can be slow, but the progress is real. Weekends bring another kind of learning. Many families go to a park, a swimming pool, or a shopping mall. Some stay home and play or rest together. These plans may sound simple, but for children, they can become warm memories. A child may forget the exact date, but they often remember the feeling. They remember laughter, safety, and time with family. In a city like Tokyo, with more than 14 million people, a quiet family afternoon can feel very special. The place does not need to be famous. The feeling is what stays. English is practical for the same reason. Adults study it to talk to people, order food, and ask questions. They use it to read signs and travel with less stress. In Japan, a simple trip to Tokyo Station or Haneda Airport can show why English matters. You may need directions, prices, or hotel help. English is not only a school subject, it's a tool for real situations. It helps people feel calmer and more confident. Learning can feel easy at first, then it can feel harder. At the beginning, you learn greetings and short questions. Later, listening becomes faster, and answers become longer. Many learners feel nervous when words do not come quickly. That feeling is normal. It doesn't mean you are bad at English. It means you are learning something bigger. Confidence goes up and down. That is part of the process. Good habits help more than big promises. A useful habit is reading a little each day. An unhelpful habit is scrolling on a phone late at night. Another useful habit is reviewing 5 words after dinner. A small action repeated often becomes natural. This is also true for food and colors. People often talk about breakfast, snacks, dinner, and cafe choices. They also talk about red, blue, black, or white clothes. These topics seem simple, but they are very useful in real conversation. Travel gives English another clear purpose. People need to ask for help, check into hotels, understand signs, and explain problems. They also learn about themselves when they travel. A short trip can show what you like, what you fear, and what you enjoy. So English is not only about language, it is about living, moving, and connecting with others. Step by step, simple words can become strong speaking. That is how everyday English grows. Question: why is a short coffee break important in a busy day? Answer: it gives a person quiet time and a small rest. Question: why do hobbies like golf or reading help learners? Answer: they help people relax, focus, and improve little by little. Question: why are weekends important for children? Answer: they can create warm feelings and good childhood memories. Question: why do adults study English? For practical reasons? They use it to travel, ask questions, and talk to people. Question: what habit can help English improve step by step? Answer: reviewing a little each day can make learning stronger. The opening question has a simple answer. Words for daily life matter most. Family, routine, breaks, hobbies, food, colors, and travel all connect to real moments. The Mother's Day shows that small actions have real value. It also shows that English does not need to be difficult to be useful. Useful words, short practice, and calm confidence can help a lot. Keep learning step by step, and keep speaking about real life. If you want more lessons like this, visit ovenglish.com. You are doing well, and your English can grow.